This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Has anyone out there ever been in the same situation as Hannah where you feel conflicted after the passing of a loved one? Like, should I go to the funeral? We had a checkered relationship. Do I feel grief? Do I feel like upset? What are these emotions that I'm going through? Has anyone else been out there? Because I think sometimes when you go through that, you start to judge yourself, and maybe Hannah could feel alone. So I don't know if anyone out there can relate. 314-531-9898. If you've ever had a passing of a loved one where you felt conflicted, because that happened to you this week, Hannah.
Yes. So this week, I had a grandparent pass away, and it's a little confusing because we kind of have a checkered past. I never thought he was a bad person or anything. We just never were close. I come from a divorced family, and so I just never really was close with him because he was on my dad's side of the family, who I'm not close with, I don't speak to. So I learned he passed away, and I've just been in this state of confusion because I don't know how to feel. I'm not sure if I feel like more sad or more uncomfortable. And then the whole dilemma came up of his funeral. It was on Thursday, yesterday, and I didn't know if I should go because him and I didn't really have a relationship. So I'm like, do I sit in a pew and take up a space for someone that he could have been closer with? I'm like really grieving for my sisters and my brother who had a closer relationship.
They had a relationship, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just didn't, but they did, and that's okay. But I'm hurting more for them than I am for myself. So I didn't know, okay, well, should I go to the funeral to support them?
Did they go?
They did.
And you didn't?
What
was your final decision?
I did not go. I don't regret my decision of not going. I just knew I was really conflicted because I knew it was permanent. It's not like I could change my mind on it. It was like, yeah, you're either going right now or you're not going. And I chose not to
go. It's not like you have a second funeral. You know?
Right. Right. Yeah. So I've just been in the weirdest headspace. When it comes to funerals, there's so much stress and emotion and stuff like that that goes into it. And I really felt lost and confused because I didn't really know how to grieve with the loss of a family member I wasn't close with. And yeah, it was a tough week.
I'm sure someone out there has gone through a similar situation where you just feel like, I'm supposed to have a relationship with this person. Right. They're my grandparent, right? Like my grandpa. But like, he didn't really act like a grandpa to me. Like I didn't have that relationship, or an aunt or an uncle. Someone's got to have that. But like, just by way of life, and when someone's your family, you feel like, okay, well, they're my family, so I got to be there. I got to pay my respects.
Yeah, or the other opposite side of that. I know it happens when you're very, very close to somebody and you're like, I can't handle the funeral.
Oh, that's a good point, too.
If I go, it's actually going to be worse for me to be there to say my goodbyes.
Like, I mean, have you ever skipped one for that, Kevin? Like, where you just felt like it was too hard for you to go?
Yes, I actually have. And I think back to when I had lost a friend in a car accident that I was a part of when I was in high school.
Oh, yeah, you
and
told
then
that story.
Sadly, about a year later, one of my parents' good friend's son died in a car accident. And I told them, I said, I can't go. I cannot bring myself to go to this because of the grief I still have for my friend, and then losing another friend, I just can't be there. It's just too much for me.
Yeah, basically, I feel like what I boiled down my decision to was my relationship with the person who passed. I needed to focus on, and not focus on, okay, how are my siblings feeling for their relationship with him? Like, I just had to think, okay, with my relationship and the grievance I'm feeling, I'm not going.
Can anyone relate to this? 314-531-9898. Something happened, and it just left you with conflicting feelings. Well, I want to talk to you on Y98. Some real conversations this morning on the Brett Mega Show. If you've ever been in the situation where there's a passing of somebody, maybe a loved one or someone, a close friend or family, but then you guys had an estranged relationship towards the end, and you're like, what am I supposed to do in this situation? And you have those mixed feelings when it comes to grief or anger or confusion. 314-531-9898. I think Hannah's kind of struggling with some of those because her grandpa passed away this week, and it's a grandpa that she didn't have a big relationship with because on her, you know, her biological dad's side, who she didn't have the, she didn't have a relationship with at all. And so she was like, I'm not going to go to the funeral. And it's created a lot of complex emotions for. And so thank you so many people that have called in because they've gone through these situations. Like, Paul, you're going through this right now.
Yeah, with my aunt. We're very estranged. She's on hospice, so it's any time now. My brother and sister are very close with her, and they're pressuring me to go down. And I'm like, I have no reason to.
Mm-hmm.
You lied to me the first time and told me she was on hospice and she rushed down and you were lying about it.
Mm.
So it creates a real complexity. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, she's on hospice now for real, but I don't have a relationship with that side of the family. My brother and sister do, so I'm kind of in the same situation as Hannah.
Yeah.
And I don't feel guilty about not going. You can comfort your brother and sister not at the funeral, you know? You can comfort them afterwards.
Yeah, that's exactly...
Which is what I'm going
to
do.
Yeah, Paul, I'm sorry that you have to go through the same thing. It truly is a hard position to be in. But I agree with you that I can mourn with my siblings, not in a funeral home.
Thank you so much for the call, exactly. Paul, and I'm sorry you're going through that same situation. Now, Samantha, you felt like a little bit different. You felt like, you know, at this point you could just pay your respects and then move forward?
Yeah, so, and it's nothing against Hannah, but growing up, like, my mom always taught us, you need to go and pay your respects. Like, even if it was a friend's mom, or if you knew them at any point of your life, you should go and pay your respects.
You know, it's so interesting that family teachings also help, because, like, my dad has this saying, and so it's, I've been desensitized to funerals and stuff like that. My dad always repeats, life is for the living. And so I think my dad literally doesn't want, like, a funeral. My dad would, like, just want us to throw his body in the ocean and just keep moving forward in life. It is crazy, but he really does. He always says, like, life is for the living. And so I almost, like, I understand that you have to go pay your respects, but almost in Hannah's situation, her role now is to be there for her sisters than anyone else, right? Like, that's who it's for.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely agree.
I actually lost my cousin 3 weeks ago. She was 39 years old.
I'm so sorry.
I did not talk to that part of the family. I haven't for almost 4 years since I got remarried. So I had a lot of anxiety going in.
Yeah.
And my ex-husband, we were married for 16 years. And I was very upset that he didn't come and pay his respects because he knew her. She was the kindest and sweetest person.
Interesting. So, you know what's interesting about, you were saying you lost your cousin and weren't talking to them, and maybe that starts those conversations. I had a friend who didn't, I asked him to stand up at my wedding, and then he, like, backed out at the last second. And so we just stopped talking. He was, like, one of my closest friends. And then, like, at my mom's funeral, he showed up, and it rekindled our friendship and having those conversations. Yeah. So some of those type of things do happen, Samantha. So hopefully it kind of can rekindle and fix whatever needs to be fixed, or at least have those conversations. Sometimes those things happen at those, you know, those tough situations.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you for calling in.
Man, this is really deep, hard, interesting conversations. Janice, you felt conflicted when your boss passed away, if you should go or not.
Yes, I had worked for him for 19 years, and I felt like I needed to be there just because of his family. But I feel like a funeral is a personal thing for everyone, and I did not want to go, not because I was estranged from him, but I did not want to see him that way.
Yeah,
kind of like Kevin was saying, too.
Yeah, I totally understand that. It's one of those things where you're like, you know, I want to remember you the way you were, not this moment.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I totally get it. I've had funerals in the past where I have not wanted to go because I have been estranged from my family members. And even though some of the other family members might be upset with you just because, like the last caller said, you're supposed to go and pay your respects, I think it's personal for every person. And as long as you're okay with it and your mm-hmm. own mind and your heart, you do what's best for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your call. Mm-hmm. I think, grieving is different for everybody. It's so complex.
Yeah, great conversation this morning. Yeah. Just so you guys know, at my funeral, though, I'm going to be watching and keeping tabs on who shows up and doesn't show up. So y'all better be there, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Lady Gaga opened up about her latest adventure that her fiance encouraged her to do. I'll tell you what it is in just 3 minutes.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.